Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, my next guest is the donor, director of donor services and logistics at the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, who are currently seeking the public support to help the national blood supply, as some blood groups have fallen to just 3 days supply in recent weeks. Paul McKinney, you are very welcome to the show. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, Jen. Thank you very much for having me on.
It's great to have you in. Now, I suppose my first question, how many days supply would you look to have at all times?
Well, we would regularly say in any of our public briefings that we require 7 days worth of stock for all groups.
Okay.
Now, we very rarely have 7 days. It's always a challenge, but that's what we would...
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Okay. And to give us an idea of the amount in question, what would that be in units?
In units, it's 2,700 units to be precise across all the groups. But we do, again, we look to achieve 3,000 units collected every week. We need obviously some in case of emergency. So 2,700 would give us a full 7 day supply across all groups.
Is it all blood types that are in short demand, or is there some more than others?
No, unfortunately, and this is why we've gone to appeal. At the moment, we're particularly short on our D negative groups. That's O negative, which is the universal blood group, A negative and B negative. Now, we're very short on those. For example, on O negative, we only have 2 days supply.
Wow.
We have had to issue a pre-amber letter out to the hospitals, which is telling them that we are very tight in that group and that we are taking actions to try and recover that, and hence the appeal that we issued yesterday.
Can we just talk about the ramifications of this, just in layman's terms, for anybody listening who's maybe on the fence about giving blood? I mean, you have to let the hospitals know that you're very tight on certain blood types, well, all blood types. What is, in a very bleak way, the knock-on effect of this?
Well, the knock-on effect is that we have procedures which we have agreed with the National Transfusion Advisory Group, which is the hospitals effectively. We issue pre-amber letters, as I said, to warn them that we're running low on groups.
Mm.
The impact is quite serious. If we go below 2 days, we have to issue an amber warning, which we've never had to do nationally. Thank goodness we've been close, but we haven't had to do it. And that has could have a potentially serious implication. It asks hospitals to look at their own blood situation. The hospitals do have some blood in their own blood banks, and we ask them to consider whether all elective surgeries can some be postponed or suspended. And you know, that's not a place where any of us want to go.
Yeah. No, or family members, or kids, or anybody who might need that. Is there anything that you can put this shortage down to? Do we know why there's such a shortage?
Well, you know, blood only has a lifespan of 35 days, so
okay,
it's constantly under pressure. And it really does come down to a supply and demand situation. The last couple of weeks, we have been issuing to the hospitals in excess of 16% of everything that goes out our back door in O negative. Now, when you consider that only 8% of the population are O negative, that's a big push. Last week was a bit of a disaster for us weather-wise. We lost a clinic because the venue was, unfortunately, our team could not get to the venue because of the floods, so we had to cancel. We also had a lot of donors, unfortunately, cancelling because they couldn't get to some of the clinics. So it's amazing, you know, things like that, which is awful for the people affected by the floods in their homes, etc. But it's the other things that you probably aren't
never
aware of.
Never would even think about stuff like this.
And the other thing, obviously, is, there is quite a lot of sickness out there. And we've had a lot of donors. We obviously ask donors not to come in if they're not feeling well. We have had a lot of cancellations and no-shows over the last 2 weeks. And very quickly, you can find yourself in a situation where we are short on blood, as we now find ourselves, and hence the appeal, particularly for donors who are O negative, A negative, or B negative, to please, if you get a text from us, please make an appointment. Either you can do that online and giveblood.ie, or ring our telephone number, 1800 731 137, please.
Can we just talk about donating blood for a sec?
We can.
Let's do it, Paul, because I really want to do this, but I have a fear of needles. What's happening? How do we get around this?
Yeah, it's a common
reason.
What we would say is, look, first of all, if you know somebody who donates blood, have a word with them, and they will tell you, and they'll walk you through the experience. And look, once you get over the initial worry or concern, it is much easier. I have to say that our staff in the IBTS are some of the best trained in the world.
And they're doing it all the time.
And the phlebotomists are brilliant. So, and if you have any more worries about that, then I would ask you, you know, give us a ring, talk to one of my colleagues, and they'll explain the process to you. But once you break that initial fear, honestly, when you consider the good your donation is doing, and we text you, once your donation is issued to a hospital, we text you and let you know, and the feeling that you know that you've saved somebody's life or improved somebody's life, that'll help you get over the fear.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, that would do for me. You know, I'm a bit of a narcissist. You know, people say, well, John said that a couple of, so like, but the fact that I could help potentially save someone, I mean, that's what we're doing here when you're giving blood. You just said it's incredible to
hear.
That's
exactly it.
Because that's what
you're saving somebody's life.
You can potentially save someone's life. So if I give blood, Paul, how often can I give it throughout the year?
You can give blood once every 90 days, 3 months.
Okay.
Now, you know, a lot of people do donate once or twice a year. If you can do that, that's fantastic. But technically, you can give blood 4 times
a year.
Okay,
I didn't know that. I noticed you have introduced malarial antibody testing. Why is that?
Yeah, that's something new for us. We introduced it at the start of the summer. It's a really big deal for us.
Okay.
It really means that we can now target a far more diverse range of donors than we could previously, which is absolutely vital for hospitals. And you probably noticed that we are running a campaign, We Count on You, and we're really looking to recruit particularly donors or potential new donors from diverse backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
African heritage, for example, really important that we get people from other cultures. Ireland is changing. The blood requirements are changing, and we just need, you know, everybody to consider becoming a donor. Malarial testing now opens a lot of doors that were closed, and I would just invite anybody from the African heritage background to go on our website, giveblood.ie, have a read up, and please consider coming in and donating.
Giveblood.ie, that is the website. If you want to do something good, for anybody out there, if you're even considering doing it, please get on the website, because there is a shortage. As Paul said, they're down to 3 days supply in recent weeks, so it's an urgent appeal. If you have ever considered this, or you think you're eligible, please go. And especially certain, is a certain the negative, the
yeah,
O-negative,
we're particularly O negative, B negative, and A negative.
A negative, okay. Paul, thank you so much for coming in. And there's a number as well, isn't there, if people want to chat to someone?
Yeah, it's 1800 731 137, and we'd be delighted to have a chat with you.
And to put me at ease, because I'm definitely going to do this, have you ever donated? I would love to hear from you. You can text me on 51552.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.